you guys are probably aware, yeah, the situation in Palestine has worsened. I think the death toll is now 20,000.
Over 20,000.
And actually just the other day, like I think it was yesterday or 2 days before, by the time this comes out, it'll be a few days later. Mm. But the US vetoed on a decision by the UN resolutions to have an immediate and permanent ceasefire.
Mm.
And because obviously US has veto power, that it's their say over everybody else's, which I really don't
understand.
I don't understand this concept. What is the point of calling a UN meeting? What is the point of gathering these countries and these representatives if one country can just say, nah.
Yeah, and deep it, America's one country, guys. One country. It's not a collection of countries. It's one country.
If that's the case, power. The UN is not the UN. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not.
Nothing, like, there's nothing united
what's,
about you.
Yeah, what's uniting us right
you're
now?
Just USA part
it's literally just countries and co. No, it's America and co.
Yeah.
America's the big dog and it's just, oh, I'm going to do whatever they say, love.
I don't understand at all, but go
it's
off.
It's really frustrating. But yeah, so they... So now the UN isn't doing nothing, which is nothing new because they weren't doing anything to begin with.
Yeah.
And it really makes me question, what is your purpose?
Yeah.
What are you there for? If you cannot stop a genocide from happening, what is your purpose as the United Nations?
Yeah. And guys, that genuinely only leaves it up to us. Like, we can't be silent.
We
have to be the voices because people in power aren't. Why is it that people in power can't be powerful? I don't get it.
Even like the Arab nations, I'm not going to lie, guys, they're not even stepping up.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've got the few selective that are, but even those ones are also in a war themselves. Like, what is it, Yemen or Libya?
How is Yemen bringing their army, to try and help Palestine? Small Yemen, a country that's already fighting for their own lives, and USA can't. I don't get it. I'm so confused.
Yeah, I can't lie, guys. We're going to leave a lot of links below.
A lot.
Links to educate yourself, links for petitions, links to donate, everything. So just make sure you educate yourself, guys.
Yeah.
Even though it's been over 2 months now, we can't stop because that's what they want. Yeah. They want it to
die out
so much that it dies out as a trend, but it's not a trend.
Yeah.
People are living this. This is a real life like situation that's happening right now.
And don't let them think that you are powerless or that you don't have power. Whether it's boycotting, whether it's striking, whether it's protesting, whether it's donating to links, whatever it is, raising awareness, that's making a difference. You're letting people know that Gazans will not be silenced, their voices will not go unheard, and we will keep fighting for them and respectfully free Palestine till it's free.
Literally, 100%. Don't stop now, even if it's a ceasefire. The ceasefire that they did was temporary. And why, guys? Just think about it. When did it happen? It's all strategic.
The timing
so that they can reap the rewards of Black Friday. It's all about money to these games. People are losing lives. So
exactly. But lives aren't as important anymore, right?
Literally. Brown people's lives and Black people's lives will never matter. So we as the people and everyone else have to be the voices for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
guys, please donate. Just please do what you can. Just use your voice, guys. Above all, I'll be honest.
Free Palestine.
You're dry fire, my friend. Look at you now. Struggling. Work overload. Need to hire a new man. Need to get rid of a new man. Fire them. Fire for that. Suck your...
Hey, guys.
We are back.
We are. And guess what, guys? We're back. And guess what we're doing? We're back. Filming a podcast.
Woo! And guess what, guys? We ain't filmed in 8 months, but guess what? We got to eat up this episode.
And what else, Aisha? Come on. End it on with a banger.
We're back, but no one only...
Oh, my gosh.
He's one man, that's the rule.
Always one.
Anyways, guys, we are back. We're going to stay consistent now. I know you've heard this a lot, but trust us this time. Just guys, know we're different this time.
Trust us this time, because guess what, guys? Yeah. The first time in 7 months, we're all unemployed. No, we're not.
Here we are because her dad's watching the ads. Anyways, guys.
Guys, fun fact, I got fired today.
Yeah, me and I actually did get fired today. And guess what we said? We said, let's...
Okay, do got fired. I mean...
That's what nervous.
Amina got fired today and we thought, let's film a podcast because it's right time. Let's celebrate.
Now, let's rewind back to when Aisha got fired.
I've been working there for 3 days.
And let's rewind back to the time where I got fired.
Cost of living crisis.
Now I am jobless. So you lot. And I'll bring it back to where Muna got fired.
Is he?
And now let's actually discuss us why we can't keep a job.
Yes.
Do you know what? No, all three circumstances were God.
Were valid.
Like,
yes.
Allah had placed it in our souls.
Yes,
Allah
in our souls.
Had, in our hearts. He said, just trust me on this one. Yeah. He said, just trust me. And guess what we did? We just trusted.
Yeah.
Because God's that guy you trust.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
If anyone you...
Go, sorry.
If there's anyone you trust in this world, it's God. And that's it.
Capital T for...
Trust.
Trust.
Oh, I was going to say Tawakkul.
Oh.
Capital T for...
Tawakkul. Oh, okay, God. First I'm lucky. Capital T for... Tawakkul. Must have thought.
Capital F...
Fee, fi, fo, fum. But guys, I must say, yeah, me and Dua actually got fired for the same reason.
Shout out to
us. They said, stick to being an influencer, babe.
Both of them clocked. Both of our managers clocked.
Humbling though.
Yeah, they both clocked your energy here. Ain't really eating.
Do you know what, guys? Don't put your
energy
up.
Yeah, they said put your energy somewhere else.
And I said put your energy. Enough. And it's been a year of unemployment. Yes, I did, Mike. Mike Tyson.
Explain how you want to break it
down. Yes, Danielle.
Huh? Explain how you want to break it down.
All right, so what happened was they sent me an email on the Friday.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, end of year review. Just what every single job gets. And yeah. I got told that I was going to get that as well. So then go to my meeting on a Monday morning. I'm skipping to work. I'm like, I'm not going to lie. Like,
did you get any vibes?
I got, do you know what it is?
Give us context.
Do you know what it is,
yeah?
Yeah. It was a good day. And I thought to myself, wow, I might actually enjoy work today.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt that in myself. I felt that. But at the same time, I thought to myself, is this really like my
life?
My life, like repetitive, like I'm not passionate about this enough. Anyway, so then I get there now and then I walk in and I just get, like, no one can look me in the eye, guys. No one can look at me in the eye.
So you clocked the vibe straight away.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, why can no one look at me? Like, I was on holiday a couple of days ago. Is that why? Like, did you not miss me?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Is that actually why?
You know, thought, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was like, girl, I'll be honest. So then got into the meeting now and they were like, yeah, so... Hi, how are you? Like, so glad that you came today. I was like, I thought I had to be here.
Yeah, what do you mean? So glad.
Yeah, like, what do you mean?
It's my scheduled day,
right? Yeah.
It's giving red flags from the very beginning.
Yeah, honestly. So then I must have been like, okay, cool. Like, oh, absolutely, like, anytime. Me being an idiot, anytime. Oh, such a beg. Anyway, so then they were like to me, yeah, so we've obviously, like, we were keen to pass your probation. We're so keen to do that. And obviously, I've been working there for longer than my probation. So I passed it with flying colours, apparently. So then they were like, yeah, but we just have a few concerns. Like, we just feel like this role isn't really for you. Ugh. Like, we just feel like your energy really isn't in this role. Like, we just feel like...
Got flashbacks.
You've, like, yeah, and they're like to me, like, you've got so many skills. Like, you're so creative. Like, we feel like you're such a creative.
For context, guys, Muna, okay, she doesn't go above and above and beyond, which is, I think, what they were expecting.
Yeah.
But for the wage, I'm sorry, I'm going to act my wage.
Yeah.
And secondly, 100%. Muna wasn't... It's not like she was doing below her... Her pay grade.
Yeah.
She was doing everything that was expected of her for the job.
Yeah.
So it was actually a bit weird where they were coming from.
Yeah. It's okay because I'm happy. The world's colourful right now.
Yeah.
but yeah, so yeah, they just basically said that, yeah, like, we just feel like this role isn't for you. Like, we feel like you're bigger than this role. Like, we just feel like you're
they
so
said, let me shut you down. Nicely.
Yeah, like they said, like, we want you to be fulfilled. Like, we want to, like, protect your mental health kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I was just
she wanted you to come into work skipping.
Yeah, and like, I'll be honest,
she
like,
thought you were gonna come into work and be like, hey guys!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, coming like Sam Thompson.
Yeah.
Coming like Sam Thompson. Sorry, I love Sam though. Sam,
shout
I love
to
you.
Him, man. He won it.
Shout out to him.
Honestly.
Anyways, back to you.
But yeah, so then I was just like, so then they kept on having this, like, point of, like, we don't think you enjoy it here kind of thing. And a lot about this job here is, like, they love the, like, social aspect.
Yeah.
And me, in terms of the social aspect, guys, I'll be honest, every single time I was asked to go to the pub, I said no.
Yeah,
like, obviously, these 9-to-5 jobs in central London, like, everyone always is like, yeah, let's go to the pub on a Thursday because, like, Thursday is the new Friday. Do you know what I mean? Oh. In corporate world. But anyway, and I just used to always say, like, I don't drink, there's no point, I'm Muslim, like, and I feel like because I didn't really attend, I'm not saying that's why I got fired, by the way,
not saying that,
but I feel like me not engaging, it was a big point, like, they kept on saying that I don't really engage.
They definitely felt the type of way because socials is where they bond as colleagues,
and
where they
bonding.
Make their friendships, and obviously they felt that they didn't have a bond with you,
100%.
Because of you not going to the socials, but I still feel like that's not even a valid 100%. Reason.
And it was my first, like, 9-to-5 job, guys, like, my first, like, proper, like, career job, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So naturally, like, in my head, I'm thinking I can say no if I want to, but clearly not. Like, clearly,
not
I can't
that,
say no.
If you cared
to the work events,
Also,
if you cared about bonding with me so much in the workplace, you would accommodate to me as well.
Yeah,
so,
I feel like there was no accommodation.
At least one social in the month that's outside of the park.
Yeah,
I could
care enough.
No, 100%. And, like, even, like, the conversations, like, they weren't really catered to me, I'll be honest. Like, there's not really much that I can, like, input in, if that makes sense. But anyway, all in all, they basically said that this job doesn't really fulfill me. And they claim, well, obviously, they claim, well, it is true, to be fair, but they just said that, like, they were doing this for me rather than, like, I'm doing this for the business. Because I basically said, in the end, I didn't tell you guys this, by the way. I said, like, yeah, of course. By the way, I didn't fight it. Like, I just said, yeah, fair. I didn't fight it because I was happy. But I was basically like, yeah, honestly, I don't want to ever put this business in a position where, like, I do something wrong and, like, it impacts the business. And they were like, no, it's about you.
Oh, yeah. Shut up, man.
Like, it's about you.
Be quiet.
I said, if it's about me, then help me. Help me.
Help me.
If you think that my mental health is actually at stake, then help me. Do you know what I mean?
The right thing to do is provide support.
Yeah.
Not get rid of the person. Because what if that was actually your 13th reason?
Yeah, right.
What if that set me off and, like, I was done now?
Yeah, 100%.
Firing from my job would have set me off if I really had mental health issues.
Yeah, 100%.
So that was so dumb from them.
No, can I be honest? It's a cop-out excuse.
Exactly.
Because I'm so sorry. That is not an excuse for you to fire someone. Yes, cool, they have other passions, but whether you want that in someone. You don't want someone to work with you with no passion.
Yeah.
And also, like, they hit you with this mental health meeting without the actual pre, like, there was no disciplinary, there was no first meeting.
And was she crying at work? How do they know she got mental health? They're just assuming. It's a cop out. It's
like, just because I don't speak to you as much.
Yeah, they're just lying.
They're saying you're not as passionate at work, which is telling me you might be depressed.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm asking you to come to the pub, Jonathan.
Honestly. But do you know what it is? Like, is that, like, to my face, everyone was just always very, like, nice. And, like, every single time I used to always say, like, because they used to always ask me, like, are you enjoying it? And I used to be like, yeah, everyone's nice.
Mm.
Like, I can't fault anyone. Everyone's
nice. They're lost.
Everyone's nice.
They lost the star.
But, you know.
They lost the TikTok star.
You know, and we got our star back.
You know what it is, though,
She's back out.
Yeah, I can't lie. They're gas. And I'll be honest, the world looked colourful, like the saturation
she
in the world.
TikTok from, she's like, guys, the world looks very colourful. Me and Ashley said, it's dark, babe. What's going on?
It was gloomy. No, honestly, and she was going, guys, the colours are brighter today. Like, her life actually turned around.
No, honestly, guys, like, moral of the story, I believe that more jobs should be accommodating. Yeah, and speaking of accommodation.
Good leeway about accommodating, because we clocked that in the industry as well.
Yeah.
And
no accommodation. I ain't got a bed.
Is you got this tea hot yet? Because it needs to be hot, because this tea is going to be packed.
Yeah, we've got tea.
Make sure your tea's matching that.
Guys, there's events that we've gone to, where I'm not kidding. We've been invited as nominees, right?
Yeah.
Nominees for an award or whatever. And I'm assuming you've done your research if you know who we are and you've nominated us.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming you've done.
Yeah,
that's
of
the
course.
Bare minimum.
Yeah.
Actually, bare minimum.
So even if you haven't researched us, it's visible.
It's very visible.
It's very visible.
We're visibly visible.
Yeah.
Give me a high five.
Yeah, baby.
Low one.
Me too.
Try to intercept.
What about me? Yes.
So we're visibly Muslim. Why is it that the gift that you're giving to each nominee is an alcohol bottle, a champagne bottle, champs, engraved with our name on it?
Astaghfirullah.
Auzubillahi minash shaitanir rajim. Get away from me.
What am I meant to do with that, bro?
Now, what do you want me to... Now, what do you actually... No.
I don't get it.
Not one person in that room sit and think.
Yeah, exactly. One member of your team.
This person actually that is getting this award actually won't drink this, and they won't even... It's actually quite disrespectful 100%. To give it to them.
Also, on top of that, in the award ceremony itself, it's either water... or champers or alcohol.
No,
in between. I asked for juice.
Yeah.
I asked for Sprite. Sprite's on the boycott
list. Let me
now.
Tell you guys one thing. We went to one award ceremony. We're never going again.
Yeah.
Love, though.
Yeah.
Like, love, though.
I'm here sitting parched. Like, I need a bit of flavour. And they're telling me that they don't really have much flavour. All they have is alcohol.
Chicken with water.
Yeah.
In the room and give
me
something. Can I be honest?
Don't give me recognition if you can't even accommodate to me. Yeah. Or you can't even bother to do enough research to, like... Just know my value, what I stand for as a Muslim,
100%.
As a person. It's not even, you don't have to do a lot. Just look at a picture of me.
And you would
have known that gift is not, like, do you know what I mean?
I was going to say, people are going to sit on the other side and be like, bit entitled, like, you literally got an award.
Not really.
But guys, it's actually so sad that the one award we got given, one award ceremony we went to, we had so many bad experiences.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt very clicky. It just felt very, like... If you're literally a small creator there, there's no point you being there because the big creators are going to outshine you anyways.
Yeah.
Like, it's just one of them. It's just one of them ones where...
Yeah.
Just, from a distance, like, I can tell I'm only here to be a token.
Yeah.
And I don't want that.
Oh, like, we definitely felt like tokens.
Like, you made it so visible and so bait that...
I always feel like a token.
By the way, you girls are just here, like, for inclusivity.
Yeah.
Like, just stay in your corner, though.
Yeah. And what's so sad as well, guys, is that, like, even in the ceremony, it's like, I can't even take away something from the ceremony to be like,
that was nice.
I did this because my name was on a champagne bottle, not a plaque. Like, not even a sticker. I'd rather a sticker, honestly, to just be like, I was nominated for something. I have nothing to show for it, guys. Nothing.
Guys, I left.
It just felt really lazy.
Yeah.
I left. I've been parched.
I was parched.
I was drinking. I was having chili.
Sparkling water.
Jack chicken.
Guys, I'll be honest. Sparkling water. Even that water was rationed. Yeah. Well, was rationed.
Oh my God.
It was rationed.
Do you know what? I don't even want to sound like we're complaining. First episode back. Woo!
Woo!
It's just been a long 8 months. Girl.
Yeah, it's been a long 8 months of just. Do you know what it is? I feel like
our eyes
realizing things. I think we should realize things.
This is the year of realizing. Yeah.
This is the year, yeah, and this applies to everyone, not just content creators and small people like us. Know your worth in the room that you're in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When you walk into a room, if someone doesn't if someone is not knowing your worth in that room, you don't deserve to be in that room, because every room that you deserve to be in is a room that you are recognized in and appreciated in.
Yes.
And you deserve to be
recognized
for your
and you know
efforts.
Who recognized us and knows our worth?
Who?
Nicole Milana.
Guys, literally, live today.
Our last video would probably be guess the TikToker. When it's coming out Wednesday, isn't it?
Is it actually 4 days ago.
Yeah.
We're filming very in time.
We're in real time. So our last video, guess the TikToker,
guys. If you haven't watched, go watch, because Nico can watch us and you can't. And you think you are?
Exactly. And if you haven't watched, don't watch.
If you haven't, little comment, you like that.
Also, guys, if you haven't watched, don't watch. Just scroll down to the comments. See who's there.
No, but guys, that was so cute, man. Bless he took him. Time out of his day not only to watch our video, but comment and also shout us out on his story.
Yeah.
So shout out to Nico,
to go off that, to go back to my point, the right people will appreciate you and you will be recognized by the people
Go where you are, appreciate.
Don't be the token in the room.
Man.
You don't deserve to be. I'm sorry.
Or if you are going to be the token, rinse it.
Yeah. 100%.
Open that door and keep it open for everyone after you.
100%.
I shot bars.
Bars upon bars. Let me have one.
That was bars.
Because you know what? Sometimes I actually don't mind being the token if it's going to get me opportunity.
Sometimes we'll be I don't even mind being the token. Why does it mean?
No, 100%. Oh my God.
Yeah, this is the year of let's say, for example, you work. If you're not appreciated at work, guess what? Another workplace will love you. You're going to start that show. So 100%. Go there. And if you're not appreciated at school in that friendship group, you leave that friendship group because another friend will appreciate you. Everywhere you go, you must.
Everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go.
People want to know.
People want to know.
Who we are.
Who we are.
We are Mitchell Brooke.
Oh,
no. And where we come from.
Where we come from.
We are with
Brooke. You have a favourite nursery rhyme?
No, I don't have a favourite. I was six, bro.
Everyone has got a favourite.
I wasn't sitting here six thinking, this is my favourite.
What's the vegetable one? Cauliflower, broccoli. No one remembers that?
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
I should please don't eat broccoli because your farts will smell.
Says!
Not on YouTube.
Yeah.
You want me to go there?
Not on each.
Speaking of disgusting smells, disgusting farts,
yeah?
Hear me out.
What?
How much are you going to I'm Celebrity for? You have to back draft balls.
Oh, wait, much are you getting paid? By the way, coming off that year, do you know what's mad? I was shocked that, what's it called? 40K only.
For Nella Rose?
Nella Rose.
40?
Yeah, she only got 40K.
Nigel got $500,000.
Exactly. Nella got the lowest, you know that? She got the lowest.
But Nella has
Nella,
fight for your race.
Fight for your race.
Nella Rose.
Oh my God.
You are Nella Rose.
Literally.
Why have they done that then?
I don't understand. But honestly, honestly speaking, if Nella's getting 40K, I'm
hypothetical, darling.
Okay, fine.
Stop thinking about the real life.
I'm not gonna lie. It's gonna take Nigel money for me to go on there.
Really, Nigel money? No, I don't think so.
What?
It's gonna take
Nigel. Swing. I'll be there for £10.
You have to eat a camel vagina.
Are you one of young Philly?
Do you come from
Yes.
Guys, if you watch Young Chunks,
Young Chunks is crazy.
Chunks are Young Philly show. I am Philly right now. I will do it. I am here to be booked today.
I'll be honest. 100K for me. 100K. Only because. I am a fillet. Double F.
That's so I'm not eating that.
Oh, I'm actually vomiting. I can't do that.
If anything,
smell.
You'll be the first to eat it. Hungry yet?
I can't lie. In terms of eating things, I'm the less. What's the word?
You would do that with.
I've got a hard stomach. I'll be honest. Yeah, with these two, they'll vomit. They'll gag.
I've got a weak stomach. I'm sorry. Just the smell of it. I'll fail the trial, and everyone at camp will piss them. I'll win zero stars.
I know you're in the same season as me.
You know what though? If they gave me a challenge like Jamie, I don't know if you watched it, but you know how she had to do the height thing.
Yeah, the height thing. That's sorry. Easy.
Sorry, I'll do that without harness.
Yeah, minor. I'm like 9 stars.
I'm ready today.
Sorry guys.
If you are watching, my email will be below.
Sorry guys. Top budget went up, innit? That's all I'm gonna say.
What's in there though? Free water.
Yeah.
Actual wage.
Guys, I can't. We keep speaking about I'm a celeb, like we're celebs. Catch me on I'm not a celeb.
Yes.
On ITV2.
There needs to be a spin-off.
There needs to be a spin-off. I'm not a celeb.
Just I'm not a civilian.
Leave me in there.
I'm not a celeb. Leave me in there. Literally.
No, guys, imagine normal civilians. Like,
yeah.
ITV, don't be trying to do that. I'm not commissioning
that piece. Right, I can't lie. ITV. We're the experiment, are like.
Yeah, ITV. Just us three in the jungle. Yeah. We'll do that for the
see who wins. Do us three. I'll fight out the best.
ITV, if you want to commission that show on a spin-off on like your YouTube channel.
Run me my piece.
ITV, I watch you every day. Yes.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I watch all of the episodes. Yeah. Shout out to Sam.
Mm. ITV is the only channel on my TV right now.
Yes.
Nothing. I've deleted all the other channels.
Yes. What is BBC
I'm
One?
I'm subscribed to ITVX.
Yeah.
I pay every month.
I pay the extra amount so that I get no ads. I swear, I'm not illegally watching stuff.
I'm pretty sure some random up funds do as one.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure you also use that account. And I'm pretty sure.
ITV, she's lying. I promise you.
ITV, I pay.
I'm pretty sure a fraudster actually pays me.
I say you don't pay for a TV license.
Oh, I say you pay for anything.
I say you don't have a TV.
I say I pay your bills.
I swear I'm paying your rent.
I swear I pay your car for your car.
I swear you're on the streets.
I swear I am.
I swear
you're slow. I'll tell you that.
I am now. I'm unemployed.
Didn't you be like this? I'm not up there. I'm gonna get a penny.
Oh my god, guys.
Yes.
I got something to talk about. Yeah.
I wonder.
But it's just something small that just pissed me off. You know when people post on like Instagram and they say, "Oh, do you want to make money? If you want to make money, click the link below." Just tell me how! No, guys, isn't it so annoying? Because it's like, you're telling people, oh, click the link and then I'll tell you then. Or subscribe for like 6 months and I'll tell you then.
Serious people only.
Or pay for a month and I'll tell you then. And it's so misleading as well for everyone. Like, for all the young youths.
The young youths
that actually want to make money.
Quick money.
Let me just say something, and this is actually for the youth then.
Yeah.
If you are below 18, or even if you're below 21, I promise you, just do it the halal way and just go the simple route. It's never going to be worth it. But then again,
some might argue that it is halal though. Mm. Do you get it?
Mm.
So
you're right.
Guys, honestly, a part-time job is more sustainable.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, is it really worth like, this month is amazing, but next month is bad.
Is it worth it?
I feel like when you're a bit young, like just
Second man.
Also, big shout out to IKEA because their pay rise is £13 in January.
No way!
Applying. Yeah.
You're not applying again?
Yeah, I might. Actually, I might. If you see me there, I'm going to be there for my money.
If you see, do it in IKEA with Wembley.
IKEA Greenford.
I still got the uniform.
Greenford, did you say?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to pay out.
No, IKEA Wembley. If you see, do it in IKEA Wembley, don't ask questions.
Guys, come on now. Like £30 an hour.
I can't lie, even I would do it for
exactly.
a check.
Exactly. If I was 18, wallah, I would be doing that. How about that?
But also, can I just ask, like, why is IKEA so stingy?
What? IKEA's great.
No, as in, like, they don't hire people. Like, they are so selective.
An hour, they need to be selective.
No, I'm saying they're so selective. Yeah, like, why have I got to sing to a camera to be employed? Do you remember the interview process?
No one told you to sing.
No,
so
do you remember?
You
it wasn't me for singing. It was certain man.
Certain man who sang.
Certain man sang.
Why don't you, like, just name drop then with Chess?
All right. What? You were singing Ed Sheeran, right? What are you doing now? What are you doing now? Still singing?
Because that's crazy.
My God.
That is crazy.
I was not involved.
No, but guys, you know in the IKEA interview process here, do you know what they make you do? They make you do...
Cartwheels.
They make you do a form and then what your favourite hobbies are, demonstrate your favourite hobbies, come back into a meeting, talk about your favourite hobbies in front of everyone. Like, it's literally a circle, like. Mm-hmm. And then after all of that, only two people get employed.
Yeah.
Like his word. Yeah. But do get there first, I'm telling you guys, £13 an hour for all the UK residents. I don't know, it might be the same in Sweden. Go do that. Remember, I put you on, so give me 10%. That's £1.30 now.
Yeah, no, 100%. And also, if you want to stand out, sing.
Don't sing, because he didn't get the
sing.
Job.
If you want to stand out, like really stand out, tap dance, because certain man tap danced.
So Wallahi.
That was you.
Wait, guys, can I ask a question? What did you guys do?
Wallahi, I didn't do anything.
Mine
was, got it.
Yeah, mine didn't ask for any of that, I'll be honest.
Guys, you know what mine asked for? What? Oh, by the way, guys, context. I got the job, but I couldn't actually work there, because I had to go to uni. Yeah, but anyway, do you know what I did?
What?
They basically asked like, "Oh, what's your hobby?" Do you know what I did?
What? You drew it.
No. I brought in my portfolio.
Allah.
So I brought in like a
she
big
A3
portfolio, and I was like, "Yeah, I painted this. I did that.
You know what's crazy?
I did this.
Your A-level portfolio is so sick that I would actually employ you, but just based off that. No, so I got why you got the job.
You know how mad that is that like you just have to have a skill. It doesn't even have to relate to the job.
Yeah, which is so weird.
But for young people, I get it because you don't have work experience, so you need to show me how else like you apply.
That is true, yeah, because I was actually 18.
Ashley would be a great person to be the person that...
to interview you.
Yes.
No, she'll be so hassled.
Should we have a round right now?
Yeah, go on. Okay. Interview us. Hi. I mean, no, wait.
What's your name, age, and where are you from?
Do you want to take it away? I'm nervous.
I would be so scared of you.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Dua Ali, I'm 24, and where was the last question?
Where are you from?
I'm from London.
What was your last job?
I don't have a job.
She's not that great.
She's very nervous. Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Explain the time in your life where you worked well under pressure.
So a time in my life where I worked well under pressure is... Let me tell you... Let me tell you a hack, yeah? If you don't know what you're saying, repeat the question so you have time to think.
That's how you got it started.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So a time in my life where actually... What was the question, sorry?
She is stalling big time.
Yeah, guys, trust me, it's a hack. Well, it's a hack.
That is crazy.
Ask me again. In my life where I was actually very under pressure was I was working at Amazon, and what had happened was there was a customer that didn't really understand the process. See me, I'm on the roads and I'm getting jobs. But guess what? I got fired today because I'm a YouTuber. They said stick to being an influencer.
Stick to being a YouTuber is crazy to say to someone and fire them.
They said my skill set is maybe you should...
limited.
Influencer? But then they also said that...
Influenza.
I'm not filled here. I don't know, man.
It's okay.
Do you know what it is? I just wish that I left before they fired me.
Yeah.
It's pride. Because I was going to leave.
I can't let you actually were. That's what's crazy.
I was going to leave, but why'd you fire me?
I mean, I was going to say no, but why are you saying...
Yeah.
Like, why you got to do that?
I know, but like, why are you being so funny about it?
This is just a pause. Leave like that. A great part.
Guys, you know what? I'm a celebrity. The Joyce Final.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you at least see the clips on TikTok?
Yeah, but
yes,
I did.
Yeah. I actually did.
So, you know when Sam was going over the bridge, yeah, and then Pete met him and they were hugging, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see Pete's face?
Guys, he was crying.
No, Pete was scared he was going to fall over the bridge. He was like...
No, they weren't. No, he was
crying.
No, he was crying.
It was a love surge. It actually felt like I was watching a love surge. And if you don't know what I'm
saying, no, guys, I can say, wallahi, he hugged him, yeah? And then he went like this, because he was like, I'm about to fall.
Oh my God.
No, honestly.
I'm not going to lie, if you and I'm a celeb, who would you call to be? Because there's two of us, so who would you call to be the person at the end of the bridge? And if it ain't me, I'm going to shoot you with this gun.
Oh my God.
And I will shoot you if you don't pick.
Oh, yeah. You're doing now? Oh, okay, yeah. Say that.
Heavy foot.
Heavy foot is crazy.
You said
big foot.
I'm wearing my fugs.
Do you know what? I would do...
Who would you take?
No, wait. Can I just... I would take... Correct answer is family member.
No. But if it's
that's
Aussie.
A bit dry. Like, I'm going to see
that. Yeah.
Right, your mom's watching this.
Oh.
My mom wouldn't come straight.
No, but come on, like, to stay in a Versace time. Hotel for 2 weeks.
No, Versace hotel time, but you say safe. I'm going number twice.
Mom would be like, shut your mouth, man.
Guys, Versace hotel really... 2 weeks. Wouldn't do that.
No, she's not materialistic. Actually, on second thoughts, yes, she would be there.
Yeah.
But she would also be there, and she would be like, don't get me on camera there. And they'd be like, but you literally signed up for it.
Do you know what Dua's mum would do? She'll pack Dua snacks. On the bridge, she'd be like, here you go, you look so skinny.
Well done.
Why are you so skinny?
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I actually would love to do... I'm a celebrity. I deeped it. That's
really?
Actually, yeah, because you know how people would love to do Big Brother?
You would stink.
You know there is showers.
Yeah, but do I'm a celebrity. Everyone who's there.
You could do Dasha in Mox Park. Dasha in the woods in Mox Park.
No. Dasha.
I've survived.
Dasha in cage.
If you know, you know.
But you know that cage, you know.
I would... Okay, what's one TV show you guys would do then? Come on.
I know Ash would do TOWIE.
Ash would do Love Island.
No, I would do Gogglebox.
Gogglebox, 100%. Guys, Gogglebox is...
Gogglebox!
It's my dream!
I love Gogglebox.
Channel 4, get me on, because see our reactions,
as you can
see,
we are already on a sofa, and if you just put a TV in front of us, we will give you amazing reactions.
Great with reactions. And what you would do was just enhance the moment.
Yes.
Thank you,
I'm in Channel 4. You know I can actually make a show for you. I'll edit a show for... I'll be producer.
Channel 4 put me in a writer's room.
What's that then?
Oh my God, guys, let me tell you about something, yes? Basically, there was a top secret thing that we did the other day. Yeah.
What was it?
Inside Big Channel
4
getting.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, even it was top secret to you as well. You weren't even invited. Anyway, so what happened, yeah?
Oh, Lord.
We were basically invited.
I'm picking you at the end of the tunnel.
Apple TV
invited us to watch a brand new show. Can't really reveal what it was.
No, but I don't think we're allowed to say this.
We can.
Are you sure?
It was a new show.
There's
new shows every single day on Apple TV.
Yeah, word.
Sorry, and I'm sorry. I didn't get an NDA, did you?
No. Oh, I didn't sign
up. Did you get an NDA?
Matter of fact, the end of the story
relax,
is...
Relax.
Yeah, Apple TV. I actually loved working with you.
I love working with you.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
My friend over here, she's a bit... Yeah.
No, Apple TV, we come as collective. So whatever you like about her, you like about me. Thank you.
Apple TV, my rate is higher.
Anyway.
My rate is lower.
Apple TV, don't pay me. Well, listen though, yeah. Basically, we got invited, yeah. And I forgot my point, you silly monkeys.
Oh, are you calling me a monkey because we're black?
Yes, I am calling you monkeys. Ooh, black. We were talking about going on shows, go, go, oh, writer's room.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. So basically, yeah. So obviously, we're interviewing the cast, yes, yeah. And Aisha's getting a bit gassed, innit? So
she was. I can confirm.
Aisha's getting a bit gassed, innit? So she basically said something, yeah. And then the cast member was like, oh my God, yeah. And she was like, yeah, give me the writer's room.
Oh, was that your story?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't lie.
No, because you mentioned the writer's room.
That weren't lying.
It's because you mentioned the writer's room, so I'm reiterating that you mentioned it twice. Your jokes aren't original.
You try eating.
Your jokes aren't original.
You're still hungry.
Not original.
You didn't eat, bro.
Not original. Not original. Hello. I'm in Heathrow Terminal 2. Where are you? Where are you?
You're still at Heathrow Terminal 2. Your flight got cancelled.
No, the Queen's Terminal 2. Yeah, let's say is. Terminal 2 is the Queen's Terminal. Shall I set you up?
What's Terminal 3?
Terminal 3 is like Europe and that. Righty, Kiss.
Episode 30, whatever it is. Yeah. 30 something.
Yeah.
And we're going to be back now every 2 weeks, though. We didn't talk about the new schedule.
It will be every 2 weeks. Oh, yeah.
But we are going to be consistent. And if that means we have to do it every 2 weeks to be consistent, consistent, then that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So you will see us in the next 2 weeks. Mm. For those listening on Spotify, Apple,
hey! Apple,
we love you guys.
Oh my God, Spotify, I missed you.
You guys have hit us new records. The latest one, it hit the most numbers we've ever hit.
Yeah. Spotify. Yeah.
We've seen your Spotify rap. So shout out to you guys as well.
And yeah, we love every single one of you guys. Tune in every Wednesday, every Sunday, new schedules. Everyone on Spotify and Apple, actually, can you actually come over? Just for once and put a green heart.
Guys, I promise, guys, we're not ugly. Like, it's okay to watch us. We're not ugly.
Jump scares.
Maybe, we're not.
You know what's funny? On Spotify.
Maybe Aisha.
On Spotify, the... on Spotify, the video is there, so they can actually see
us. Oh, yeah. Hey!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Actually changed everything.
It so really has.
Come out the episode,
guys. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching. And guys, it has been
it's been your boy Dua.
We haven't said this in a while. It's like a scratch. It's like the itch in the right part
Of your brain.
Let's restart that. Go on.
It's been your boy Dua.
It's been your boy Aisha.
And it's been your girl Muna.
Peace.
Thank you for watching.